It's Loose Band in the Morning with the Kicks, 95.3 Morning Show, and welcome to the show. Good to have you here. Our question of the day today is, what did your grandmother always have on hand? My grandma always had a tissue wadded up in her purse, too. It was all wadded up, like she'd used it for days, and then she'd tell you to come over here, and then she'd lick it and wipe your face. Yeah, it's true. Hey, welcome to the show, if you will. I've got special guests in studio with Miss Grace Harbor. The pageant, Kylie Shepherd, who's running for Miss Grace Harbor, she's here. Yep. Let me turn your microphone on. Let's try that again.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And running for Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen, Macy Winkleman is here.
Hi.
So, what is something your grandmother always had on hand or has on hand? You go to grandma's house, what can you count on?
We're always having a lot of food that we don't have at my house.
Hard candies.
Yeah, hard candies. Ribbon candies. Those are the best. And then you go pick one and the whole bowl comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great. Let's talk about pageant because it's coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
And this is so crazy. This is how long I've been doing radio here. You guys have both been on my show, I think more than once.
Yep.
Running for Miss Grace Harbor in the past.
Yeah.
And Kylie, you just informed me that back when you ran for Outstanding Teen, I was actually a judge.
Yes.
And I judged you. Did I give you any constructive criticism? Did I do anything good for you back then?
You know what? I didn't actually get to see my notes from that year. But you know what? I didn't win. So, you know, have to hold that grudge against you a little bit.
No, I marked you high. It wasn't me. Telling you. I gave everybody tens. I didn't want to. That's probably why they never asked me back. I didn't want to choose. No, I'm kidding. I honestly don't remember. But no, but I remember you, and the fact that I remember you means you made an impression, so that's always good.
That's good. I hope it was a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a good impression. I don't remember anything bad. Nothing bad is coming to mind, so it's always good. Good impression. Let's talk about you going into this Saturday's Miss Grace Harbor pageant, and this is obviously not your first time. So how many times have you done it?
So I started competing in the Miss Grace Harbor organization in 2010 and have been doing it ever since then and was a little sister back in 2006. So I've been around for a while.
Yeah, the little sister program was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was an amazing opportunity. My big sister actually ended up winning that year, Sydney Reese. So I got to spend the whole year following her around, pretending like I was Miss Grace Harbor, and it was amazing.
That was awesome. I remember that. I remember when she won. That was. Did they still do the little sisters, or has it been on hiatus because of the pandemic, or are they still doing it?
No, we definitely still have our little sisters. They call them something different now, but I can never remember what it is.
Brats. No? That's not
something,
it? Okay, no.
Something princess. I don't... Yeah. Raindrops or pine cones or something.
No, I only say that because my daughter was one at one time. She was a little princess, and she had a... You know, it really helped her come out of her shell at the time. She never did end up running, but she was such a shy girl, it really helped her come out of her shell when she was when she did that. And I don't remember what year that was. It might have been the same year. Who knows? Let's talk with Macy Winkleman, who you're running for Outstanding Teen. Yesterday, we had your sister on, who's also running for Outstanding Teen,
yes.
Ellie. Now, she's a senior. What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Because you're a younger sister, right?
Yes.
We talked all about how your dad is the pageant dad.
Oh,
picks out the dresses and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Does he take sides?
No.
Who's the favorite? You can tell me.
The youngest sister is the favorite.
I knew it. It's always the... Are you the baby?
No.
No.
I'm the middle child.
Do you have a younger sister or younger brother?
I have a younger sister.
Yeah, is she also going to be coming up in the ranks? Is she interested in that at all?
I'm not sure because right now she's aged out of being a little and too young to be competing.
So
it's really up to her.
Yeah, down the road. What do you like most about doing it?
I really like to learn how to publicly speak because I am a pretty shy person in normal life. So being in this program really helped me open up to random people. So that's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen girls go through the program their first year and just clam up. And then by their fourth or fifth year, they're just chatty Cathy. Just can't get them to stop talking. Kind of like me. Can't get me to stop talking. No, you guys, you can definitely see the confidence that's been built over the years. If I remember the last time you were here, you were pretty shy.
Yeah.
And you're way more confident now. And that's that's a great thing about this program. It really helps build that up, amongst other things. Plus, it helps out with college down the road, too. Win or lose, right? Everybody gets a little helping hand, and you could definitely use that. So let's talk about platforms. First of all, Kylie, let's go to you.
Okay.
And tell me about your platform.
Yeah. So my social impact initiative is overcoming adversity, shining a light on invisible disabilities.
Invisible disabilities.
Yes.
You're going to have to explain that one to me.
Yeah. So an invisible disability is basically any symptom, illness, or condition that you can't tell just by looking at somebody, but significantly impairs their ability to live their life. So this can include anything like my invisible disability, which is a neurological condition that affects my fine and gross motor skills and speech, known as dyspraxia, to something like diabetes or MS or mental health conditions.
Okay. Autism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things like that. Wow. Okay, now that makes a lot of sense now when you make that up. Yeah. How did you come across that? Because of, what did you say your condition was?
Dyspraxia.
Dyspraxia. So I don't think I've even heard of that.
Yeah.
So you're kind of bringing that to light right now. What exactly, you said it affects your motor skills. And
yeah, so.
You would never know, by the way, you've really been working on this.
Yes, it's definitely something Miss Grace Harper has helped me with a lot was my confidence in being able to talk about this because I actually used to advocate for the American Cancer Society. So things have obviously changed a little bit. But basically, like, my neurons, which, you know, control all of our actions in our body, don't work properly. It's almost like they're playing a game of telephone. You remember that, like, from when we were kids, you sit in a circle and say the word around
and see if it comes out the same when it gets
So sometimes I, you know, tell my brain to move my arm to the right and it will move it to the left or not move it at all or go way too far or not far enough and just like, little things like that.
You went to reach for the coffee but you knocked over the vase on the shelf, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it actually used to be known as clumsy child syndrome back in the day.
That's so bad. That's so mean.
Yeah.
What's your talent?
I am doing a sword balancing dance.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that sword, right?
You
know, that condition.
Well, yeah, that's actually kind of how I got into it was I started.
Everybody stay away from Kylie. She's doing the sword.
You know, I got into it because I started belly dancing and I started watching all these videos online and I saw other people doing this and I'm like, oh my God, I'd be horrible at that. Like, I have no balance. So I was like, this is definitely going to be something that if I work on it, it's going to help me better myself and.
Do you find it difficult to do, or is it one of those things that the more you practice it, the more you are able to overcome that part of your disability?
You know what? I definitely still find it difficult to do. I would say I probably nail my talent about 90% of the time. I think I'm probably the only girl who's practiced my talent, like, specifically making mistakes so I know how to recover.
But still, you got a wide berth.
Yeah. Okay.
Macy, back to you. Your platform for outstanding teen, or what do you call it? You call it now a social impact statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my social impact initiative is body positivity,
which is essentially feeling good about yourself, or about how you look,
and how you feel, so inside and out. I just want to help people feel confident in themselves.
And how have you applied that into your own life?
Well, I was not the most confident person, like, when I first started this, too. So I would, like, not want to talk. I wouldn't want to do all this stuff. So over COVID, I really took time and I worked on myself. And that really helped me. And I really want to help other people do that, too.
Why are you sweating so much then? No, I'm kidding. She's as cool as a cucumber right now. She's doing fantastic. And your talent, let's talk about that.
I'm going to be singing Million Reasons by Lady Gaga.
Now, was your sister singing, too? Somebody was singing.
Yes, my sister is also singing.
But you're the better singer, right? Clearly.
I'd say she is.
Yeah, okay. She's the better singer?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you want to compete against that?
I don't know. It's fun.
You know, my sister's awesome. But I'm going to sing anyway. No, you're probably better than you give yourself credit for, I'll bet. Yeah. But you're going to sing, did you say a Lady Gaga song?
Yes.
What song?
Million Reasons.
Million Reasons. Okay. That sounds like a fun time. Well, the pageant is this Saturday night.
Yep.
Tickets are on sale right now. We've got links up at our website, KIX953.com. Plus, you can hear this whole interview in its entirety on the Kix website a little bit later this morning. We'll get that all posted up there so you can go back and revisit it and you can see what a goof I was and all that good stuff. Thanks for coming by, guys. Good
to
see you.
Thank you.
And both of you, do we say good luck or break a leg in the pageant business?
You know what? We normally say break a leg, but we have this joke that the rehearsal week is actually cursed, so you can't say that to us. So we go with good luck instead.
Good luck to you.
Break our legs. Yeah.
Good. Good luck. That's my official statement. Good luck. Thank you. Thanks for stopping by. 8:47, it's the Kix Morning Show.